Now, Spike and Otis on When to Cross the Bay Bridge.
Wake up, Otis!
Spike?
Time to leave. Don't be snoring.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Your turn, lady. What do you say?
Don't tailgate when you cross the bay.
Going home? Here's a gem.
Cross the bay after 10 p.m.
Avoid Bay Bridge backups with 24/7 traffic updates at 1-877-BASEBAN. That's 1-877-229-7726 or baybridge.com.
Get there happy.
Get home happier.
Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number
97. Or house cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Perfect.
That boy Brock. All right, let me shut up.
So we got the Goonies in the building. Little intro as everybody can hear it. So I guess I'll ask, since you know football, the playoffs are among us. What are you guys' football picks from the AFC and then from the NFC? I can already tell some of y'all from the AFC, but yeah, you know. Your Super Bowl picks. What's y'all Super Bowl picks?
Shit, me, I got the Chiefs and honestly 49ers. I fuck with what's his name, Purdy?
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, he over there showing out.
He is.
That was your pick, wasn't it, Blaze?
Yes, sir. You already know. I got shekels on that. So yes, that was my picks. Yes, absolutely.
Shit, I got Chiefs and Eagles.
Okay. Jeez, that was my pick.
Yeah, I got Chiefs 49er.
Okay.
Last Super Bowl, man.
Boy, I need somebody to let me tell a parlay that's going to hit me for some money. I missed on that, like I said, 10,000 plus 10,000 odds tonight, and $10 turned into $1,000 for a lot of folks, and I missed
it.
I'm hurt. Travis Kelce, first touchdown score, and Dallas Goedert, first touchdown score was plus 10,000, and I missed it.
That's crazy.
That's funny too. It was crazy.
I'm sick. Every time I get on here, it's something bad about sports gambling. Every week, Blaze.
Yep, that has been our introduction for these past couple episodes. Sports gambling. Love to hate that motherfucker, to say the least.
Oh man.
Kick City. What's good? What's going on with everybody? Hope everybody had a blessed week and approaching with y'all. And so this is Kick City, episode 88. This is All-Star season, guest season once again. And we have the Goonies for another one, if I would say so, with DJ Khaled. So definitely got the Goonies in the house. And so shout outs to them coming through. Shout out on them winning the awards and all them doing big things. So you know we had to have them at least one more again if what Timberland said. And so Goonies, fellas, what's good with y'all?
What's going on, man? What's going on with
everyone?
Yeah.
Benchy here, my boy Dre.
Appreciate y'all having us again.
Yeah, appreciate y'all, man.
No doubt. So Goonies in the house, ready to talk shop and rec shop as well. And so I guess I'll start with Vinci. Vinci, how's your week been going, boss? How you been doing overall?
Pretty good, man. Everything been running smooth. Even from last time we had a had our interview, I remember saying it was a little rocky around that time, but now I'm cool, man. Everything's smooth. Everything good for me.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Drizzy, what's good with you?
Shit, man, I can't complain, man. Just pushing, moving, and grooving, man. Just trying to make it to the next day, man. Can't complain at all. Everything good this week.
I heard that. Heard that. Being alive in the new year is always a blessing. Dior, what's good with you? How's your week been?
Hey, you took the words from me, bro. I'm blessed, bro. I can't complain about nothing at all, man. I wake up every day, you feel me, in good health. And we shugging and jiving. Ain't that what the old people be saying? We making it.
Shucking his drive. Not like that. I like that. And last but not least, Boss Man, the mayor, what's good with you? How's your week been?
Oh, man, you know, like everybody said, I've been blessed this week. Not been blessed on the sports books, per usual. But, you know, I got a big win coming my way. All this losing, that means that I got a big win coming my way. I missed the correct tail tonight. I'm going to get the correct tail tomorrow. That's what's going to happen. So there's money coming my way. I can feel it.
That is what's up. I just keep in my mind, if the hands are dry today, that means they're going to be itching tomorrow. So that's how I think about the money coming. So that's just my blazism. I guess I'll get that one in there for y'all. So with that in mind, we'll just keep it moving. We'll get into the convo with the Goonies. Obviously there's been quite a bit of things going on, them doing obviously crucial things. I talked about them with the awards. And so, overall, what's been going on with you guys musically? How is the music thing going? And what's next on the docket? I guess I asked a loaded question. And so how's the music been just with all of y'all?
I'd say it's been pretty good. What we've been focused on lately is getting a Dash project completed, and also Goof, he's starting to dabble in the artistry a little more, so he's working on a project as well, and Dash and Boo got a project, so it's a couple projects we juggling back and forth with these two right here. So that's been the focus these last couple months, probably like all winter lately. That's all we've been focused on, is getting these two rolling.
Oh, we talking about like a Her Loss collab? Is that what we talking about? That kind of vibe with that? Okay then. Yes, sir. I like that.
And we just, you know, staying productive as one, you know, regardless of any situations we be having, you know, as far as individuality and, you know, living our lives, you know, we still try to keep it productive and link as much as possible, as usual. T keep us rolling for sure. You know, as far as being in the artistry, yeah, I'm just, you know, trying to stack up some resume, man. Just, you know, with my boy Dior over here, you know, we just trying to do what we've been wanting to do for the longest and, you know, put out good music as much as possible.
Okay. So Blaze had mentioned that y'all, you know, were winning awards and everything. Of course, y'all won Can't See People's Choice Award this past summer. We were nominated. You guys took home the award. How did that feel, actually taking home that award for y'all?
It felt like shit, about time, shit, because we've been needing that. People been sleeping on us, man. It was just, you know, good feeling, man. We got a little monkey off our back, man. More to come as usual, but like that one is like, you know, it's always critics in your own city. You know how this thing go, man. We just was just proud of ourselves and glad that we finally got noticed, but it ain't like we ain't been noticed out here though. We just was happy that it was in a bigger, you know, crowd, bigger form.
And it was kind of, it felt better because it was a people's choice. So it wasn't really like no politics behind it, except for like people voting for you, like the people of Kansas City. So us being able to come through this year number one, shit, that felt good, because the last couple of years we've been nominated, but there been a couple other producers that went. I think it was Bounced and Boy Genius. They deserved it though. So it's to come third year, fourth year, I think. I'm away with one shit. That shit felt real good, man. That's showing that the people appreciate us, and we are heard and we feeling appreciated. And shit, our work, we getting our just due a little bit around here. So can't. That ain't wrong.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
Feel good. That shit feel good for real.
I loved it, honestly.
Yeah, definitely feels good to be recognized by your own, for sure, for sure.
Thanks.
So I guess for y'all, what would be, like, other than the project that you're working on with Dior and Vinci here, what else y'all got in the pipeline? What else is coming up down the road?
Another thing I know for sure is I know Bucks Baby, he down in Atlanta right now. I know his album is done, and we got like 3-4 joints on there. He got a couple big features on there, so we just waiting on that to be mixed down and completed. That's one for sure. I know TJ Simpson, he got a couple more singles that we produced that he's about to drop and get ready for. And TJ had a, he got a lot going on. Why he ain't on here right now? He got a lot of money. You know, hey, you know, R&BT, he got a lot of shit going on too that he produced. He just dropped that Lifetime with Jazz, yeah. That's been going crazy. That her live version so crazy. She just dropped a recorded version for streaming like a week ago. That's been doing pretty good. So make sure y'all check that out.
My boy,
he got a lot of R&B shit going on right now. So
he coming out for sure.
Yeah.
And I know T been kind of getting into the gaming too, so we've been trying to starting to get into like streaming. I know T be streaming for sure, but you know, he trying to get us all into that too. So like, I'm kind of trying to dibble and dabble in that with him also.
What platform y'all be streaming on?
Twitch.
Okay.
What's it called? Goonies Gaming TV or Goonies Gaming?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, speak of the devil, here he is.
Hey.
TJ is in the building.
I'm lit, bro. Like, I'm lit. For one, we dub, and two, we got a dub, and I kind of, you know.
That
little, some of that yee.
That is what's good with that. You want me to get in there, Marco, with a question?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, fellas, I'll switch the topic. And so I'll go into sneakers. So what is, because I got some cops that I've had, what's the latest cop y'all got when it comes to sneakers? Have y'all got anything in hand recently? Two of them things. Dior said two of them things. Okay, then.
We know Dior. Man, with the plan on the shoes, man. That's my
Okay. You're giving the signals. Yeah. In the dumps now?
No, I'm saying I had to just pour it out. You know, I had to pour the love.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy, man. You already know he coming with the heat.
Oh, you
know, just a little something every time, man. Just a little.
Every time. Oh my heavens. Ooh, oh, he took my breath away.
They so crazy. That's a couple, nothing too major, bro. Nothing too major.
What is he doing?
Come on, man.
Boss man. What?
Dior, you want to just say what those were for the people that are listening that ain't actually watching it? So
the Phantom, the Travis Scott Lowe's, and then the second was the DJ Khaled 5, the Sale. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Y'all want to see one more? Are y'all good? Y'all want to see one more?
Hey, you might as well. Lobsters.
You
know what I'm saying? Just a little. This is actually probably one of my favorite dunks, bro. When I got this and the quality on the shoe, I don't got the other ones, but them is fire, bro. I like them a lot.
And people, this man wears his sneakers.
Well, damn.
What were you saying, Vinci?
You used the 11s at Christmas or around that Christmas time. You know, y'all know how that go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, them is my latest, like, cops. Just so when T told me we was coming back, I'm like, yeah, I can't play. Yes, sir.
Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number
97. Or house cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, damn, I don't know where you go from there, boss man. What are we doing with that? What are we going from?
I mean, you know, he pretty much just shut everybody down with those cops right there.
Love down.
Hey,
bro, but you know, I had to get these.
There you go.
You know, I've been, hey, so yeah, I done came a Dunk fan.
Okay.
The Dunks done been going crazy. I got them, the Pandas.
There you go. Yes, sir.
And the Red.
Them 11s. Oh, no. Oh, you have been going okay. Dunk crazy. Jeez. Okay.
Okay.
I fuck with you. I fuck with you. Yes, sir.
What else? That's about it for real. Okay. Like, recently, that's about it. And then I got the, yeah, that's about it. Cause then I tell you I had the cool grades last time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we
can. Well,
Dunk's been calling.
All right. So the two sneakerheads of the group have spoken. So Drizzy, how you following that up?
You know, I just come a little slight. It ain't nothing too major, man. Just
my boy.
There you go. Joints right here, man. I had to. It's like cops over the winter, man.
Two grade 12s, yep.
Yeah, it's a grade 12s.
Mm-hmm.
And the other joints is the...
There you go.
Okay.
Georgetown there you go.
Sixes. Yeah, that's an underrated sneaker right there.
Very underrated. And that producer money, Dre. There we go.
Man.
the suede on them guys. Oof.
Them the cool gray sixes.
Mm-hmm.
Them George, please. Them mugs is crazy. They in the closet. They fire.
Yes. Yeah. No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. When they come in that special box, you know they fire. You know they premium.
Yes, sir.
Just say that. When they come in that special box. Okay. Is it me? Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's on you. Am I allowed to go? I ain't got nothing. I'm poor over here.
Well, I was just looking at these, so I got these for sale. And so we're gonna go with the playground penny twos with these. And so love the box that it came in.
So, that color.
Love them.
That's fire. Yeah.
That's fire.
The box it came in, G. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. It's the box it came in. So can't complain. Penny like Hardaway on them.
It looked like you need a little penny action figure in there too.
Yeah.
Yes. Shoes.
What's that?
They come with different shoe strings too.
Yeah, they come with different. So I'm gonna pull out the other one. I guess why not? So three shoe strings right here.
Okay, that's hard. What's Jeans with that right thing now with the shoes? Like the different. I mean that's straight. But like, who started that? Was it Off-White now, or who started that?
It had to be. I would think it'd be Virgil that started with the shoe strings with like changing them up. So
yeah.
That's a good point. So, lastly, I'll go with these right here that me and Marco agree to disagree about. I had to cop these. Thank you. I appreciate that. So I had to. And so
what's the quality?
They good. I like the texture behind the grays. And so this is good for me. So I like these a whole lot. And so can't wait to lace them up next month and see what these about. But the quality is good, though. I would say it's about a 7.5 to 8. I mean, I'm thinking the shattered backboards is a 10 plus. And so you can't be greedy. So the blues, the true blue ones, I can't really call them true blues because they don't have the red. We needed the red on these joints
that's what
somewhere.
What they called them, though, was true blues.
The true blue ones.
Call them Summer Academy ones. So I guess you could call them that.
We call them the Sable ones. So, once again, came in the box. So, huge box, size 14, yacht gang. So excuse me if I take the screen off. And so
your team?
14. 14.
Your team.
Listen. I just what it is. I wish I can get my foot chopped off like Kunta Kinte, so I can get these big kid sizes. But it is what it is.
That's what I'm saying. I know you spending a penny on your shoes, bro.
Just a touch, Vinci. You know, just a couple shekels. So yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So I'll shoot it over to Marco. Marco, you got any more questions for the fellas?
No, I don't think I got any more questions. If you got some more, go ahead and feel free.
No, I'm good. I'm good with that. You want to shift to the next shift the gifts? You want to roll to that? We can roll with that. Absolutely.
We can roll in the gifts. So we did gifts a little bit different this time, fellas. It's not like releases that are dropping like next week. Instead, these are like releases that are coming out throughout the year. So I kind of, you know, did a little bit something different here. So the first sneaker on the list is a heater. Actually, all of these are heaters that are going to be on the gift segment this time around. First sneaker is going to be the Ama Menir Jordan 12s, the black version here. As you can see, they got the black nubuck on the upper of the sneaker. You have this rugged, like wine burgundy color on the mud guard there, which looks plush, if I do say so myself. And then you have that wine color that's a much deeper color on like the outsole, the midsole. And then you got like that quilted sock liner there as well. And then of course have the Ama Menir hang tag, and I believe they come with a special box like all the Ama Menirs do. These joints are supposed to, they have an anticipated date of March 2nd. Don't have an exact price point. My guess is because they're an Ama Menir special edition, they're going to be somewhere between $225 and $250 would be my guess for retail. I don't have an exact number on it just yet, but my guess is that they're going to be around that price point. But to me, these are fire. I love 12s. The materials on these look premium. And it's something that I just noticed is if you look at the little eyelets here on the sneaker, you actually have the Ama Menir logo where the Jumpman logo is normally at. So that's an added detail that I did not see until just now. But these joints are fire to me. I got to have them. We'll go down the list here. So Vinci, we'll throw it over to you. What's your thoughts on these, man? Oh, not feeling them, huh?
It's the color for me, and I don't like black shoes like that.
Okay.
But fair if it out of 1 out of 10, I give it a like 7.5.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
it's not a bad shoe. It's just I don't like dark. I don't like dark shoes like that.
So on a scale of gotta have them, flip them, trash, or sleep or cheat, what you doing?
I'll probably flip them.
Okay, fair enough. Dior, what's your thoughts, man?
Oh, I'm in the trash, bro. I'm terrible.
Oh.
Do y'all not like
12s, or do y'all just not like this particular color?
Bring them this way.
What they did with the ones, the twos, the threes, and the threes. Fours. Black ones mm-hmm. to look at this, the 12s, no. The white, yeah, bring it home. Yeah. Terrible, yeah. Bro.
All right. Drizzy, what's your thoughts?
Gotta have them. Okay. Gotta have
them. Bitch, you down there laughing.
They gotta have them as funny as fuck.
Oh, man. All right, Blaze, what's your thoughts?
Gotta have them. You see that whatever that purple texture is with that black, I mean, Mutabuela with it. I mean, it's crazy with it. I mean, like, I love the white ones too. I hope they come in extended sizes, but if I had a choice, I'd probably roll with these ones over the white ones, even though I love both. Just from looking at it, I know I can beat them up, and that, I know they won't come out too bad, but both of these are just crazy. What our mama near is doing is fantastic, but at the end of the day, with these right here, I gotta have them.
Okay. TJ, can you hear us there, man?
Yep.
What's your thoughts?
I need them. I'm gonna put a Spanky Johnson outfit on with them.
Yo, you can't do that, man.
I like that black suede though. Now that shit look, that's smooth.
Okay. So we'll go to the IG poll here and see what the people said about them. So to give y'all what the people said, 41% of people said gotta have them. 18% of people said flip them. 29% of people said trash, and 12% of people said sleep for cheap. So it's kind of a mixed bag of opinions on those right now. The verdict is still out, I guess. But yeah, so we'll move on to the next sneaker on the list here. This one is supposed to drop in the summertime, or it is speculated to drop in the summertime. It is LeBron's first sneaker, but in this court purple, beautiful colorway. It's got a translucent purple outsole, all suede upper. If you remember the Zoom Generation All-Stars that he wore, that were like that all suede Timberland type of look, it's like that, but with purple, essentially.
Yeah, he played
these,
a sophomore game in.
Yeah. So these are fire in every bit of the form to me. Zoom Generations actually, I think, got better with age. It was a sneaker that I didn't particularly care for when it originally released, but now I very much appreciate this sneaker. But these are fire. I gotta have them. Vinci, what's your thoughts?
Gotta have them.
All right. Dior.
Bro, you know them is crazy. My voice.
This is crazy.
Them hard.
Have them. Can I do gotta have them? And I want to flip if I can get two pairs.
Yes. Yes, you can. You're a guest, Dior. Absolutely.
Bro, them crazy, dog. Them crazy, bro.
Double up. All right. Drizzy, what's your thoughts?
I'll flip them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll flip them. It's too much purple for me. This cool, but it's probably too much purple. I probably won't even wear them. Some joints, I won't even want to wear them. Motherfuckers. Like, I'll just flip them.
Hey, right. I'm with Dior. I need two pairs. Yeah. I need a pair for that closet.
All right. So you already heard TJ's statement down there. Blaze, what's your thoughts?
I'm going to roll with Dior and TJ. I got to have them. I need to flip them if I can double up. And so this just looks like good weed. And I'm not even like a huge weed head. This looks like some shit, like no seeds, like no seeds at all, breaking it down, smoking on that court purple pack, because I'm just feeling lovely. I'm feeling flight lovely. This looked like good marijuana right here. So I don't know anything about marijuana. Obviously, I live in Kansas, not in Missouri, so I don't want to get into that. But I'm just telling you from my description of this. And so, yeah, I got to have them. And if I get another pair, yes, Flip City.
They are definitely fire. So to give y'all what the people said about these, it's the landslide on these. Everybody loves these. 53% of people said gotta have them. 13% of people said flip them. 13% of people said trash. And 20% of people said sleep for cheap. I definitely feel like that's going to be a tough sneaker to try and get. I feel like it's probably going to be limited.
Leftovers. or the DMV,
number 97,
or house cleaning, or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And probably very hard to get, so be prepared for them resale prices is what my thoughts are on those. But yeah, moving on to the next sneaker. We're moving into holiday season on this one. So this one is going to have a lot of people on edge too, just like the originals did. It is the Kobe 6 Protro Reverse Grinch. These are fire. Of course, the Kobe 6 Protro is probably my favorite Kobe silhouette, with the snake skin scales all throughout the upper and that glossy finish to it, black swoosh. So the original Grinches are that all green highlighter, like Volt color, like the laces are on this sneaker. And you had the red laces on that. They inversed that and made it an all red sneaker with the Volt green laces. You got the green Kobe logo on the tongue, green Kobe signature on the back. These are magnificent. Perfect sneaker for the holiday season as well, just like the originals were. I gotta have them, plain and simple. Gotta have them. Vinci, what's your thoughts?
Got what? It's a Kobe shoe. That's for sure. Gotta have them. And I'm not flipping them because nobody else, I ain't letting nobody else have them. Never mind. Nobody, them staying home.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Dior, what's your thoughts?
Bro, you know, man. Come on, bro. Them gotta. There ain't even too much to say about them. As soon as I seen AD playing them, I knew I wanted them, bro. Them crazy.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Drizzy, what's your thoughts?
Gotta have them. Gotta represent for Kobe, man. RIP, my dog. Gotta have the Kobe's. Got to. No, any pair of Kobe's, gotta have them. Especially now, since they was about to be, you know, damn near disbanded and shit. So, yeah, you never know. So, yeah, gotta have them.
All right, TJ, what's your thoughts?
I need two pair. I need a pair to hoop in, and I don't even hoop. And I need another. Nah, them is fire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Blaze, round it out for us there, sir.
Well, it looks like I'm going to have to beat up the Grinch and Santa Claus for these because I got to have them. Let's just leave it as that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think everybody's got to have these. I think it's going to be a mad rush for these, just like the court purple LeBrons that we just talked about. And once again, it's a landslide as far as what the people think. 82% of people said gotta have them. 12% of people said flip them. Nobody said trash. And 6% of people said sleep for cheap. So it's a landslide on those. So definitely going to be a tough sneaker to try and get, I'm sure of it. But moving on to the next sneaker on the list here. And this is going to be the last sneaker that we have of gifts. It's also dropping during the holiday season. No surprise that they decided to drop this, considering that they dropped the other half of this pack already in its own individualism. It's the DMP 11s that just recently got announced that they're dropping during holiday season. I know a lot of people wanted the Columbias. That's what me and Blaze thought was coming for the holiday season. We thought it was either going to be that or Gammas, but we're getting DMP Jordan 11 12s, which are basically Concords with gold accents. So you got the gold Jumpman on the ankle of the sneaker, the gold 23 on the heel. You got the black pods instead of the purple pods on the bottom of the sneaker as well. I was the unfortunate soul that didn't get Concords the last time that they came out. So I'm a definitely had to cop these. It's a gotta have them for me. Vinci, what's your thoughts?
Come home. Yeah, I need two pair of them. I need two pair of them for sure.
Oh, two.
Okay. Dior.
Now it's gonna be gotta have them. I got two questions. Is it gonna be the high cut, how the 11's been recently, or is it gonna be that low cut like how they was back then?
From everything I've seen, they're supposed to be high cut.
And then y'all know on the other ones, they got the writing on the eyelids. You think it's gonna have the
writing? I think the eyelids writing is supposed to be there. Yeah.
Yeah, just like how they had the Jubilees, the gray Jubilees, they're gonna have gold tips on them.
Yes, sir. I want them then. Yes, sir. For sure. Gotta have them.
All right. Drizzy, what's your thoughts?
Gotta have them in the lows or highs, however they come. Them nice with the gold. I like them.
TJ.
Gotta have them, please.
Please.
That please, crazy.
Please. Please. If you don't mind.
Please.
Them fire. It's crazy because Dior just showed me them yesterday. I'm like, bro, yes, I seen them. And I knew.
Man. Yes. I think every sneakerhead is definitely trying to go after these. Blaze, what's your thoughts?
You know, I feel like me and Dior have crossed paths in life because he had the same concept of me. If they got the gold eyelids on the side like they did the Jubilees, I gotta have them quickly. Just looking at the Jubilees, I thought they were dope with the eyelids, and I had the Concords. And once again, hitting up people like I got the Concords, I'm good. But once the eyelids and the gold pop, oh yeah, I gotta make the cycle complete. Bring them home. So. Those are one of those sneakers that my wife's going to be like, you already have a pair of those. Yeah, dude, so what? It's okay. Don't bother my ignorance, okay? Don't mind me. So, yeah, got to have them.
So, and to give y'all what the people said about these, let's see. So, kind of a split decision here. 47% of people said got to have them. 47% of people said flip them. Nobody said trash, and 6% of people said sleep for cheap. So I guess people is definitely copping is whether are they keeping them or they not keeping them. So people are definitely copping.
Y'all, you and Blaze, how do y'all feel about the low cut versus the high cut?
I like the high cut, actually. I don't mind it.
I don't either, honestly. But it looks... I can understand where Dior coming from.
Yeah, no doubt. I like the high cut too. I like the high cut on the 11s and the ones for me personally. I've got the Georgetown 85s, and just seeing the difference, they feel a little bit more authentic. And so I definitely enjoy the high cut. And so there's nothing wrong with that. So it's a beautiful sneaker.
Especially on the ones, it got to be high cut on the ones.
Yeah, it's just like if we're gonna pay, because I think ones are gonna become $200 anyway. They're gonna shift from 180 to 200. So if they're gonna do that, they might as well give us that extra high cut on each and every one. But that's just what I think. But what do I know? I'm just a collector. So yeah.
Can they give us the bread leather quality if they're gonna make that little hike in the price then?
Yeah.
Just a question.
That'd be good.
Talk to JB a little bit, man. Ask some questions. That's all.
It would be nice for us to get better quality for what we're paying for. I do agree with you there. And hell, I already said to Blaze, I'm probably going to buy more non-Jordans this year than I ever have just because of the slate that's coming out this year. So
you don't like?
No, it's not that I don't like Jordans. I just feel like sometimes for what you're paying, you're not getting the quality.
I feel that.
Versus you can pay less at different brands and get way better quality. So I think it all just depends on what's coming out and everything like that. So we'll see. But yeah, that's gonna end gifts here. Well, since TJ has now ended the show,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
We can double back and ask him some questions because TJ, they said you had some projects that you were working on. They was calling you what was y'all calling him? R&B TJ?
R&B T.
R&B T.
Yeah, I'm trying to chime in. I was about to, but y'all have moved to the next.
Oh, shit, man.
Hey, he in
the garage spot. That motherfucker
ate
it up. Ate that signal.
Oh, man.
So, my gosh. Let's go.
I guess we'll get back to him then once he jumps back on here. So,
yes. I'm glad you thought about that, Marco, because I was just about to shift that way before we moved to my segment. And so I was like, yeah, let me make sure we get it right.
I guess since he his call dropped for a second there, we'll wait till he gets back on here to talk to him about his projects and everything he's got going. But for now, we'll jump into Blaze's Holy Grails, which the last time y'all was on here, he was doing Jordan Holy Grails. He's now doing non-Jordan Holy Grails, so it's a little bit different. Real nice list this week as well, just like he had last week. So I'm going to quit talking, and I'm going to let Blaze handle his segment here. Blaze's Holy Grails.
I appreciate that, Marco. So I'll get into sneaker number 70 to 66, and let me know what y'all think about this and the lineup that I have. And so let's start off with number 70. And so we're gonna go with the Nike Foamposite Whites. These are what Penny Hardaway wore in the All-Star game, I believe, in the 1995-96 year. That he wore, and the last time they came out was in 2012. And so that's what I appreciate. That's what I love about them. I love Foamposites, and so I guess that's that East Coast a little bit in me. And so I appreciate that a lot. So Foamposite Whites, they're going to come out, I believe, in February for the All-Star game. And so why not rock with those? And so that's what I like. And so number 70, Nike Foamposite Whites. Number 69, first of all, 69 is a very good year. So I had to come with that Black Lava Nike Air Tech Challenge 2. And so these are the, I forgot, like Pete Sampras or whatever, like a tennis type of feel. And so they had a white pair that will be further along. But right now, we'll talk about the black pair. Black Lava, I love the hot pink in it with the black and the gray. Quality sneaker, OG-ish sneaker, not compared to the white one, but I like it regardless. So number 69, the Nike Air Tech Challenge 2, Black Lava. And from 68 through 66, these are the Air Max 90, the camos. And so 68 is the green camo. I love the duck camos, the reverse duck camos. Anything with the camos, I love everything about it just because of the way it looks and way the colors pop. And so 68 has a green, nice little pop to it. I, you know, once again, appreciate the Air Max 90s and what they're about. And so number 68 is the green, number 67 is the orange, and number 66 is the reverse duck camo, which I call it the red camo. And then Boss Man hit me up like, what the hell are you talking about? And so I had to hit him with the reverse duck camo to be more specific. And so once again, these are the camos that I just put all lined up together. So really big fan of Air Maxes and 90s especially. So number 70, Nike Foamposite Whites. 69, the Black Lava Air Tech Challenge 2s. 68, Air Max 90 green camos. 67, Air Max 90 orange camo, and number 66, the Air Max 90 reverse duck camo, the red that pops on them oh so much. And so that is my Holy Grail lineup from 70 to 66, non-Jordans. And so, fellas, tell me what y'all think about this list and tell me what you don't like or you maybe do like. So what's y'all thoughts on this?
The older I get, the more I like Air Max 90s.
Huh?
I think them reverse ducks, I think them kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, them reverse crazy. Yeah. I'm like T. I kind of like, as fuck with 90 Air Max 90s as more of I got older. Like comfortable too. I don't know why I didn't like them. Maybe because I don't know the way they look, but they a comfortable shoe. I like them. The foam pods has always been a go. Haven't worn none in a while though. The last time I had some, are them pros? Nah, I had some pros. They was cool. Yeah, nah, foam pods is always a go. The camos, yeah, them a go for sure. Yeah, nah, all them a go.
I appreciate that. So y'all would roll with the reverse ducks over like the orange or the green camos?
Yeah.
I was kind of them, but yeah, I like the reverse ducks.
Yeah, them ducks is.
Okay. Josh, that's great.
I like the whole list except for the tech challenges. I ain't gonna lie to you there, boys. Those are the ones that I gotta fade off this list.
Okay.
Everything else.
Bo Jackson's. Is that kind of what they resemble?
Yeah, in a way they do, which I like the Bo Jackson's, but these are more like a tennis sneaker that they had. So just from that. So
as Mike Rich would say, the Bo Jackson's is kind of some stompers, but those is really stompers right there.
Yeah, this beefy than a motherfucker.
they some stompers, man. So I think that's the one that I gotta fade off this list.
Okay. Yeah, I don't mind that at all. Especially I don't have a pair, but I can imagine the size 14, they'll probably take up my whole room in those Air Tech challenges. So
So I guess before we round out this show, we'll double back one more time over to TJ.
We really just been working on Dior shit project. It was supposed to drop like from the last time we said we was gonna drop it in like the fall, but we changed the idea of it. Well, he changed the idea of it. So we went back to the drawing board. So now I think we got some. I think like next couple of weeks, we should be rolling it out here. Then they mentioned Goof Project. So just getting him more comfortable on the rapping aspect. Doing that. Then they got a collab project, like they said, TJ. Then on just the R&B, we got an R&B project. That's probably like 2-3 songs away before we like start post-production work. We got Adida, waiting on something from Jazz. Alonzo, he just did a hook for us on there. We got a song with Dame and AL. We got a song with AL and Juby. Then for real, we got a plan to like kind of try to drop an EP every month, just like a different artist. That's the goal. I think y'all gonna hear it first. So I think the first one is gonna be Dame, Southside Dame.
No.
Okay.
And then like something we got in the works is like one of the students, our intern, his name is Alex. He do like Caribbean Afrobeat type of music. So I think that'll be fun for us. We ain't never really done nothing like that. Trying to think of who else. Then like everything that's sporadic when people come ask for beats. Oh, we just worked on a documentary with Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He did a documentary on Lincoln.
Yeah, he won an Emmy for that, right?
Yeah.
They came back around to get the Black people version. So we're going to get to spice up the music a little bit. And this time it's gonna be like a full feature length, so like an hour and a half.
Okay.
I seen like the first 10, like just being behind the scenes and seeing how they really do it. I like this crazy. And to see that somebody we went to school with got an Emmy, just show like anything possible for real. I walked the hall every day with Jacob. We was on the football team, never thought that he was gonna win an Emmy or even talked about it for real. So to see he changed his life towards that, like, and that happened. It's just a big inspiration, for real. Other than that, it's really just kind of what come.
Got the little ones there. I see. Another question I got for you, TJ, because we had asked the rest of the group about this. How did you feel about winning the Kansas City People's Choice Award this past summer?
I ain't gonna hold y'all. It was about time, I feel like. Future years, and I just hit my 30s, like,
yeah,
I want to talk a little shit, but yeah, no, I think it was well deserved. No disrespect to like none of the names on there, but I feel like this was the time. If we was gonna get it, it was gonna be this one. And it was due, like, all the artists, all the people who voted, all the people who are part of that, or even in the city, you done heard of us in some form or fashion. And I think what was holding us back before was just being visual. Like, we just not really mad visual people. I don't like pictures like that. So I think that was kind of holding us back. But the music, we just stayed with the process of just let the music speak. We never cried. You never seen us complain about winning it or not winning it. We just stayed the course, and God blessed us. So that's just how I really feel about it. If we win it again, I thank God. If not, I ain't tripping. Nominations is cool. That mean to me, as long as we keep getting nominated in the city, I feel like we doing our part as producers of still being on people's mind, even though they might not even know we produced the song, or they might not even know what I look like or anything like that. But just the name of the brand is so big that even if they see it, they like, shit, we gonna vote for them just because I know they working.
Hey. So, you
know, that's just kind of how I look at it. It's still a victory no matter what. I don't care if it's a participation award. Like, we still won. We won amongst the group, though. Like, and that was always a big thing to us. We never was tripping on it, for real. I mean, of course, we want to win. We competitors, but we never was like, this is the end of the road if we don't never win that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Or like that. So to the other producers coming up, too, like, if that's something you want to aim for, don't look at it like we did, and because that's just how our outlook of it was. But if that's really something you aiming for to win, go win that shit. Have people vote for you. Do what it takes to win it, because at the end of the day, it's going to be a good look for you. Whoever, for that whole year, you can be able to say, nigga, I'm the producer of the year in my city for the People's Choice Awards or whatever, bro. And it's still an accomplishment. You can add that to the record and just keep moving forward. But that's just for all the young niggas out there that's producing that care about the award like that.
I'll be honest, during the award show, because were y'all at the show?
Nah.
Okay, I didn't think y'all were. I remember during the show when they was doing the cipher and everything, and when Rob Lowe, is that, that's her name, correct? That one female artist of the year, also from KCK. As soon as hers came on, I knew that was y'all track. I heard it, I was like, oh yeah, that's they track.
You hit me up too. That's why I was like, shit, that's crazy, because we hadn't even heard it yet. So, and that was dope for her to win that and to be the one to get on that track, because we just submitted it randomly. We didn't know who was going to be on what. So it just kind of fell in line. Just a KCK thing. So then,
yeah, for real though.
To see her with Tech earlier this week is like, no, it's just time. It's time. For real. That's just what it is. Just be ready for the time. Cause it's coming.
Okay. Blaze, you got any more questions for the fellas?
Nah. It's been good. I guess I do got one more question. Since you guys are winning awards and all that and getting all that love with the beats or something. What's up with a Kick City intro and an outro from you guys? Can we get something developed with that, or is that too hard to ask from y'all? Or I'm speaking for the both of us. I'm sorry, Marco. Am I stepping out of turn? Okay, I just want to make sure I'm not stepping on any toes. You know, I'm gonna make sure the mayor with the approval. So, you know, that probably be a good thing, since we doing, you know, KCK to the fullest. I wouldn't mind that at all. So yeah.
Oh, for sure. No, it's all love. We appreciate y'all having us. That could be like a token of appreciation back.
Nah, for sure.
Nah, it ain't right. Nothing. Spruce up an intro, outro.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Y'all let us know what y'all can do. And obviously, you know, it doesn't have to be for free. We'll throw y'all some shekels. We got no problem with that because, you know, I want to make sure, you know, you want to give people the money that you support. So that's just what you do. So we need to work out something.
We work on the barter system like Melvin from Baby Boy too.
Hey, there we go.
The barter system is
the barter system.
But
we greatly appreciate it. Having us though again though, for real.
For sure, for sure.
No doubt. I appreciate y'all. Once again, episode 88, outro. We're gonna end it right there. Once again, I'm gonna move that to y'all. Where can they follow y'all on any platform, whether to listen to music, talk about music, get you guys' thoughts and wisdom with music, anything of that nature? Gaming channel, the Twitch, you know, where can they find the Goonies on all platforms in America?
The Goonies, THAGOONEZ on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all spelled the same, all together, THAGOONEZ. The gaming channel is Goonies Gaming TV. That's kind of like just a pet project we working on, really just trying to build a network of, we like to game, so we're gonna just try to incorporate the gaming and with the music. It's just another way too to keep the youth involved, for real. I know a lot of kids that want to game, and so try to connect them dots to letting them know like you can make money with this. It's just you got to really do it, and trying to get the information to their parents too. So yeah, like you can follow us on the Goonies. That's another thing we on big on, is spreading the information this year and just going forward. Any kind of info we can give, whether it be music, life-wise, we all black men here. We all go through a lot of the same struggles. So anything like that, the Goonies, we talking about it all. That's pretty much it. Yeah, you can follow. Then from there, you can follow us individually. We all got everybody's individual tags is on every page. So if you got a favorite member you want to follow, you think Goo funnier than me, which he ain't, you can follow that nigga. That's it. I feel like the website, thewax.com, THAWAX.com. That's about it, huh, Dre Goo?
Yeah, that's about
what's
it.
Your,
what's your page, T?
Nigga, don't worry about it.
What
yeah.
is your
good funny dot funny?
Douglas dot Doug Funny's dot.
Oh,
Doug. 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 Doug a list.
Fun boy. Doug fun boy. Dot Doug.
Where you want me to go from there, boss man? Oh, Kick City. Where you want me to go from there? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Get
off of here, so it's cool.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all having us, though, man, for real.
No doubt. We'll just end it with follow us on Kick City on all platforms, IG, Twitter, Facebook. Obviously, we'll be back next week with another one. Appreciate the Goonies coming through, blessing us once again. Once again, congratulations on your past gifts, your present gifts, and your future gifts as well. And so we are out like a light.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Appreciate y'all.
Kick City.